Mikey B, the man who comes with the news. What do we got this week, my guy?
Oh, but before we get to the news, let's
quiz
go
question.
Let's go back to back, like we're the cover of Lethal Weapon. Let's go back to another quiz question.
Okay.
You ready? How much do you think you know about 911?
Like the emergency number or like?
Like the service itself, the 911 system, like the system, the service. Yes, you call 911, but it's like a service system, obviously, when you're in distress.
I don't know. Maybe just like the pure minimum, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'll help you out here. This is a fun one. On February 16th, 1968, Senator Rankin Fitt completed the first 911 call made in the United States. I'll even give you the city, but can you name the state? The city was called Halleyville blank. Can you name the state? Can you name that state? Does any of this information help you at all? Have you ever heard of Halleyville?
Fuck no, dude.
How well do you know 1968 senators? So none of this information.
You having so much faith in me right now is just kind of depressing because I have no fucking clue who you're talking about or what you're talking about.
I'll give you one more clue.
I'll say Virginia.
That's a nice guess. I'll give you a second chance. It's in the first half of the alphabet, the name of the states.
Alabama.
Way to go, Josh. You have won.
Nice.
Alabama. Yeah,
so here's my little thought process about before we even get started, dude. Like, I was like, okay, so this sounds old as fuck. Okay, first of all. So I was like, I don't know, maybe like the 13 colonies are around this time too. So I was like, all right, let's just maybe pinpoint some like talking points. I was like, all right, 13 colonies, let's just shoot Alabama. So no, that's why I thought Virginia. So I was like, yeah, let's take a stab at it.
Sure.
And yeah, I mean, who would have thought, man? And look where we are now, man. That was 1968, you said?
Yes, sir. So 52 years ago. 53 years ago.
That seems kind of crazy for 911 and emergencies.
That is. It's only been around for like 50 plus. Yeah.
Yeah, wild. There you have it, folks. And that's the episode. We're calling it a day. All right. Cool, man. 1960. It's mind-boggling right now, but... Let's get into what we, you know, we're known for in these video games.
Yeah, let's talk about the whole origin of this podcast was about getting to E3. But little did we know when we started this podcast in 2019 that we were going to go to E3 or die. That sadly in 2020, well, I was lucky enough that we didn't die. But E3 had to be put to rest a bit. But E3 is coming back. E3 game is on. E3, the video game industry showcase, will return virtually in 2021. And all the heavy hitters are coming back. So we're going to get new games from Nintendo, new games from Xbox, Capcom, Konami, Ubisoft, Take-Two Interactive, and Warner Brother Games. This is all happening in June like it usually does, June 12th to June 15th. This is pretty exciting news because I think being video game fans, like E3 is kind of Christmas for us in many ways because it's a reveal of all the great games we'll be able to play during the summer and then obviously during the holiday season, during Christmas. It also is a time when consoles are revealed a lot. So if there's going to be any new consoles or console updates, that happens. Also, anything in the VR space and mobile space, it's a celebration of video games and new video games coming out.
It's super cool that like everybody's coming back, but like I think that's just because like they don't have to gather or like you don't have to do anything crazy. You just got to make like a quick video and call it a day, which is super cool because like now it just feels like we all can participate and not have to go somewhere. You know what I mean? And like a word like E3 or die, you know what I mean? Which was like the motto. And we lost a few people along the way. And, you know, having it kind of that sense of normal back to E3 is huge, man. So I'm excited to hear what they have to say. I want to see some pretty cool new things, but then again, don't want to get my hopes up, but I'm hoping to see maybe some more Halo news.
That would be great.
Maybe this new Nintendo.
Yes, the Pro or some Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 news, or, like a confirmed date would be nice.
Or Metroid Prime. It's been a long time, so Nintendo coming to it is huge too. So
no doubt,
just because we've been just constantly overflowed with information from Xbox, the Game Pass, Series X, PlayStation. Like Nintendo can try to pull some moves now that would keep them in the space. So we'll see.
Also, I think it's interesting that Take-Two is coming back, and Take-Two Interactive is the company that is the parent company of Rockstar. So does that mean any GTA news? That'll be interesting, because any GTA news, you know, are they going to do a Red Dead 3 reveal?
Dude,
any news on GTA 6? Any news? I know you're super hyped and into the GTA 5 online. Any reel for that? Or it's going to...
They haven't even Rockstar hasn't... I don't even know if they've even said anything about their Series X, Series S compatibility update.
True.
Because they haven't said anything about that. And I don't think they're going to boost up Red Dead.
Got it.
I mean, I just think they're going to make them, cross-gen. And that's pretty much about it. Because I don't know what they're going to do, man. Because GTA 5 has been in the space for the last 8 years. So it's if you're going to announce a game, now would be the perfect time. But if not, we're kind of already not expecting it. You know what I mean? So
true.
Once they just fix the, cross-gen, I think they can start playing in a new space. So what I would also love too, man, I was very fortunate to get the Series X, but I want some news on when we're going to be able to get more consoles.
Because
I'm still on the hunt. Are they making more the promise that everybody will have a console by the end of the year or something a little more hope, because I still want to play some PlayStation 5 games. So something. I need some news. So
we'll transfer into an old classic return. I think we hypothesized this and brought it into fruition. So, hey, if you ever have a video game thought or things you want to, say it on any podcast, no matter how many people listen to this podcast, it could come true. Pac-Man 99 is a Nintendo Switch exclusive. It's very similar to Tetris 99, which came out 2 years ago. And then last year, celebrating Super Mario's 35th birthday, there was Super Mario 35. I think this is kind of the only thing interesting about the Nintendo online service, to be completely blunt with you, because the NES and Super NES classics are cool and all, but then after a while, it's all right. So having once a year, or maybe even twice a year, an exclusive game that's only playable for Nintendo online subscribers is a nice plus. Plus, it really helps that Nintendo Online is so cheap at $20 for a whole year.
Yeah.
But yeah, Pac-Man 99, it's following the same format of Tetris 99, like I said. So the screens I'm looking at look extremely similar to Tetris. And it's it's cool. It's Pac-Man in a kind of a battle royale form, where I believe when you eat a ghost, you could then send a ghost onto another person's screen to make it more challenging, and then vice versa. The main mode is free, which is kind of like the online Battle Royale 99. But if you want to play a single player mode, against bots, or you want to have private matches against your buddies, that you have to pay for, which is, it's a business. So you have to spend a little money sometimes, but the main mode is free. Does this interest you at all? Do you care at all? And last question, what classic game you think would be interesting to bring into the 99 Battle Royale format?
Fuck no, one. Fuck no, two. And Bomberman for the last one. Dude.
Bomberman's a great call.
Yeah, just everybody in a space planning bombs is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, I think this is the episode we, I think, jokingly talked about this was the Space Invaders one. They were redoing like a VR Space Invaders or some shit. And then I was like, oh, they're probably going to make some Pac-Man thing, dude. But, dude, okay, I can't really, okay, let me start with something nice, I guess, you know. I love that they're still thinking of Pac-Man. You know what I mean? Pac-Man, obviously, we all know is like one of like the OG games back in the day, and no disrespect to Pac-Man or Mrs. Pac-Man, you know what I mean? And the game did what it did, and a lot of people really enjoyed it. And so Pac-Man, give you a little nod. But dude, what the fuck is this, man? Like, okay, so the thing is, like, are those 99 games really doing that well that everybody has to do it? That's where, like, I kind of second guess it, because, like, if it's, you know, if they're kind of going with the Tetris and it's killing it, like, yeah, Pac-Man, jump on board. Like, let's see what else we got. But, like, this looks like it could get boring really fast. And, like, because the maps don't change. Nothing really changes. And, like, the game is one-laned. You know what I mean? But now it's just, like, you send a ghost somewhere else and you kind of just level up. And
oh, there's other things that there's other nuances to the game, but yes, the core game is still the same. Like, yeah, but obviously, like, not getting eaten by a ghost, correct?
Yeah, and you know what I mean. Like, and you're just, you know, turning the ghost blue, eating it, and sending it to another board as like your attack. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know, like how fun could that get against 99 people? You know? So I don't know. It's definitely not for me, man. Like, none of these 99 games really do it for me. Which is weird because I'm into, like, Warzone and, like, Royales. And, like, this is just, like, I don't feel like there's a lot of, like, competition. You know what I mean? Versus, like, when you're doing, like, a first-person shooter, like, you have to worry about more things than just, like, people sending attacks to your board. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, I don't know. This is not for me, man. What about you? You're the Nintendo Switch guy. You going to give it a go?
I think I've given all of these a go for a bit, but none of them have really lasted. So I'll probably give this a go at some point in time.
Same questions to you. What do you think? Does this interest you? And what would you like to see in the Royale space?
Somewhat. Somewhat. I do somewhat because I like the 99 templates. Like, I like the idea of taking these retro games and like turning them to Battle Royale. So I'm glad like this 99 template keeps continuing from, like I said, Mario, and then they had Tetris. So I think that's cool. Pac-Man itself, I haven't played in so long, probably since, you know, like a Pizza Hut arcade where like, hey, the pizza's not out for 15 minutes. Here's two quarters. Keep yourself entertained.
Yeah.
So
wow.
So, and for a retro game that I would like them to bring back in this, you know, Battle Royale format. I would say, you know, I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. It would be interesting if you could take a retro game and do more like a horde mode with it, where it's like more cooperative.
That'd be cool.
I'm trying to think of like a defender game, like where you and like you and maybe up to four defender ships face like hordes of like various like alien weapon technologies and defenders, like one of those like space shooter games I'm thinking of.
That would be kind of if we
switch it from like, yeah, kind of like the 99 into more of like a horde mode for a class, that'd be kind of fun.
Which, okay, so since we not, okay, this is like tooting our horn. Yeah, we brought the Pac-Man Royale to existence. That sounds like a Galaga Royale.
Ooh, Galaga, so
Galaga would be awesome. I would definitely play that. But like with the Galaga Royale, you have like a horde mode
to where like, cool.
You see one board and like you kind of have your own ship going back and forth and kind of taking care of that. But the problem is like you're going to crash into people. So like it would have to be like ghost ships to where like you see the own board. So like if you and I are playing, you see my spaceship is red, for example, and yours is blue. my screen, the blue is like outlined and you're kind of just hovering over, and I'm
gotcha.
The primary color. So
yeah, but I would definitely like your, but your bombing mat idea is really
that'd
good.
Be awesome.
I want, I want that to come into life more than, yeah, that would be great. Cause Bomberman is such a fun game. And it's been such a long time since a good Bomberman came out, and it was so known back in the day as like a good multi-platform game. So I think it really suits well for the 99 Battle Royale.
Yeah, space. Which would be sweet because like you can kind of do it like a tournament mode where like the 99 players load up 20 aboard, and mm-hmm. you if you win the 20, you move on to the next one, and you kind of simplify it that way, which kind of would take the Fall Guys style of like weeding people out. And then you get to the final where it's like the final 16 or the final 4 or whatever. So speaking it into existence, we want a new Bomberman, Bomberman Royale, and a Galaga Royale. So whoever's listening, if you got the connects, because we don't know how Pac-Man made it out there, but it made it out there.
Don't worry. We got a couple months in E3, or maybe at the end of fall, it's going to some new Battle Royale Classic game will drop, and we'll see if we are the winners of that.
It would be pretty wild.
It would be. So that'd be really wild. That's our talent, that we could predict the next retro game that's going to get turned into a battle royale. It's like
the claim to fame of the podcast is just fucking, we bring things to life.
But only if the game came out 30 to 40 years ago that it wants to be brought back into modern time. That's our power is somewhat limited to games in the 30 to 40 year old range.
You know what would be actually pretty cool too, man? Like if there was a Pitfall or a like Donkey Kong Country Royale, right? To where like we're all running the same course, and every time you get hit or die, you just don't make it forward. So you're kind of surviving in like that runner style, like it constantly moves. And obviously the last one, winner take all, you know what I mean? Which Crash kind of does that with their like challenge mode on the phone, where it's like three of you running to the end, and like there's like the most absurd obstacles and winner take all. So I'd love to see what's next. So who knows?
Who knows?
What else,
but
what else you got?
I do know. That was the last news segment for this week. So that has been the news.
That's the news, folks. The console boys are out. Cool. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Console Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Console Boys are out.